And then, would you turn now to Psalm 103? And we'll continue the same thought of blessing. Remember the blessing to superabundance. This blessing, day by day, he loadeth us with benefits. Psalm 103. I believe it is. I think it's right. Yep. Psalm 103. Yes. I begin with verse 4. Pardon me, 1. Verse 1. This is not a suggestion. This is, as it were, what God expects. It's more than a command. Any wish of my beloved that has gone to glory was a command to me, and ought to be much more so when it comes to our God. Blessed be the Lord, or bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The first one is, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then the first part of this is repeated in verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Simply meaning to say, remember, all his benefits. And then we turn to Psalm 116, verse 12. This psalm has the verse, precious unto the Lord is the death of his saints. That's not the one that I had in mind, though in its context, this is included. And then it says there, I mean, 119, 116, verse 12. Let's include verse 9 for the context. I will walk. This is a, as it were, independence and holy determination as a result of our studies today. I will walk. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, and we all did, and therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Sometimes it is so, but he is afflicted with us. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. That is Isaiah 63 from verse 9 on. But then we get, I said in my haste, all men are liars. But then he comes to his senses and he reflects on the whole of the life that's behind him. And he says, wait a minute, you know, I'm occupied with these circumstances with which I am supposed, expected to be satisfied. I refer to, I think it's verse 5 or 6 of Hebrews 13. Be content, maybe it's verse 3. Be content, be satisfied with present circumstances. And then we make hasty conclusions. I said in my haste, all men are liars. But he's got to rise. Rise, my soul. Behold, it is Jesus. Jesus fills my wandering eyes. See him there in glory seated, where your sins and mine, where your sins no more can rise. Thank you. Now we come to verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? And then he's there. This is figurative. He says, I'm going to take a cup that is so big that all the blessings of a lifetime fit in it. Or that they swim in it, because there's a lot more space there. I will take the cup of salvations, which means daily deliverances, and I will call upon the name of my God. This is, beloved brothers and sisters, where God would have us. And take this place of intimacy and have him maintain it. I spoke to a brother And a little while ago, it's kind of a memory I have, but that's all right, as long as I remember the scriptures. So maybe just stand in awe. Just stand in awe. That is also a quote. And then he will just reveal himself to us, to our hearts. And the more he increases, we take sides with John the Baptist. The more he increases, you see, the flesh would have, the more we decrease, the more he will increase. That seems to be logic. But no, the divine mathematics, if I may call that word, is I must increase. Yeah? You got it? I must decrease. I must decrease. But it begins with he must increase and I must decrease. My God, just add a blessing. Another blessing. And we haven't begun to discover them. So, in bird's eye view, the blessings of Malachi, give God his portion in all the spheres of your life. And he will pour you out a blessing to superabundance. He will bless your efforts because you want to do this in his name. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then we went back to Psalm 68:19, and it says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Then we went to 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then we ended up in 116, verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? I will take, and you need divine help there, like everything else. I will take the cup of salvations, the daily deliverances of a lifetime, and taste and see that the Lord is good. Why? Because he, looking off unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. No, I'm not thinking of that one.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our
faith. Well, yes. But the thought of tasting, who tasted death for us, that is what I'm trying to say. He tasted death for us, and he wants us to taste that the Lord is good. And now, this last one, this here cup of salvations, we need his divine help to make us see. But there is a condition to be met, and that is that we would be near his side, so that the Spirit of God is not grieved, so that he can empower us and enlighten us. He will take the things of Christ and show them unto us. He will glorify me. He will teach you all things. He will guide you into all truth. Just a few. And so, then, I believe that God would manifest and the Lord Jesus would manifest. I would want to know God, as I earlier on expressed. And maybe we may add a few more verses from Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Just for emphasis, I'll let the word speak. 103. Verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He, I add that, who forgiveth all mine iniquities. He who healeth and I paraphrase this, all my diseases. He, verse 4, who redeemeth my life from destruction. He who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He who satisfieth my mouth with good things. So that my youth is renewed like the eagle. When the feathers all come off that eagle, he's just as helpless as you and I to rise. We were talking about rising. But then, when the natural process of refeathering, for lack of a better word, the feathers are there again. It's like he restores my soul. It is then he leads me in paths of righteousness. And this eagle can again soar into the heights. Mind you, vultures, they fly at an altitude of 12,000 feet by the hundreds. And they can spot a lion and follow his track. And when he is through with his prey, they come down. But we have, remember, all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. So may we dwell in the heavenlies. He has made us to sit down together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we're on display in chapter 3, verse 10. So may God touch our souls with his word, with the person of the Lord Jesus, for his name's sake. Amen.